It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93, with TJ right here in studio with you today and joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back in today. I was just telling you off the air, but I'll pass it along here in a briefer story this time around. But we had a lady in who was at the Walk to End Alzheimer's last weekend. She interviewed. Her husband is the one suffering, and she's got to be the support group. And she had wonderful things to say about the community around those that deal with dementia and Alzheimer's and the information they get and the support groups that they have. It was really cool to see her stand here and be so confident and so composed, knowing exactly what she's going through. So thank you for being a part of all of that. I know that's not specifically what you guys are doing and that there's other people involved, but you definitely are a part of that group, that support group for people. So that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I know this isn't necessarily our topic, but I do want to comment because I'm very excited about that feedback. It is just amazing. The Alzheimer's Association in Minnesota, the resource that they are, but the local group of people that are just so committed to the programming to really make it dementia friendly at work, the Dementia Friends presentation, Singing Hills Dementia Chorus,
right.
Dementia training in the faith communities. There's just so much going on right now that it just brings a huge smile to my face to hear that that families are reaping the benefits of that. So I'm just very excited.
And just one of those events that you guys were a part of and have been a part of. And there's a couple more that we want to talk about because some things coming up you will be a part of that people might be interested in.
Yeah, it's always very exciting. I love to collaborate and work together. And we have a couple programs coming up that we're working on with various businesses to really try to add value and have good information out there for folks. So the first one coming up next week already on Monday is a fall prevention event. And that is being held at Primrose Retirement Community on Monday, September 18th from 2 to 3:30. And that'll be really great. There's going to be a presentation really identifying where and why falls happen, what contributes to falls, and how you can prevent them. And as a part of that, we actually have somebody coming in from River Valley Hearing that will be completing free hearing screenings.
Okay.
Because this is something I didn't realize, but your hearing can affect your balance too. And then there'll be refreshments at that event. So that should be a great one, just a good to know sort of event. Another one that we have coming up, and this I have a little bit more notice for you, but on Monday, September 25th, the following week from 10 to 11:30 at the St. Peter Senior Center, we're partnering on an event called Live Well at Home, Understanding the Benefits of Home Care. And we've talked about Live Well at Home before. There's some like 7 quiz questions to really help you understand if staying at home is the best fit for you. So we have a presenter coming in from Minnesota River Area Agency on Aging. That's a mouthful, MNRA. But they're coming in to do that Live Well at Home presentation to really help people understand how it is possible to live well in their own home. And then we're going to have a panel at the end of that discussion so people can ask questions. You know, what's the difference between home care and home health care? And how can resources like Senior Linkage Line help me in making these decisions? And so there'll be a lot of good information at that event, too.
All right. Well, we'll get contact information from you in a moment, but I think this will also apply to that if people are interested. But there are a couple real quick things we want to touch on when it comes to employment opportunities with Freedom Home Care.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited with expanding our services. We need some more people to help us out. So we need a part-time registered nurse with flexibility on when you're going out there and meeting with the clients, and then also a part-time case manager with social work background. So those are a couple of opportunities we're looking at Freedom Home Care. You can find information about our events and about those job opportunities on our website. So freedomhomecarellc.com. If you go to our blog, which there's a link on our homepage, that has information about our upcoming events. And if you go to the employment tab on our website, that'll give you information about our current job availabilities.
All right. So there's a lot of topics we discussed,
yeah.
And you might want more info, or maybe you're interested in the employment opportunities. What is the web address and what is the easiest way for us to get in touch with you?
Yep. The web address is freedomhomecarellc.com. And you can give us a call at 507-387-4663. And if you have questions about the event, ask for Christine. If you have questions about the jobs, you can talk to anybody.
All right. Sounds good. Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.